Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company, that's for sure. Folks, listen, please do me a favor. Go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. And on the right-hand side of the webpage are four big red buttons. The bottom one says, take a survey. You can't miss it. The thing is the size of a Buick. We need four more people to take the survey. And I'm going to keep asking until we get four more people to take the survey. Just click on the link, take the survey, 12 questions, ask them some demographic questions about you and what you want on the program. Four more. I'm just saying, I'm going to keep asking. Are you there yet? Okay. Hey, right now we're talking with our friends from, Appletree Media Works. And today we've got Andy Spees with us. Andy, welcome to Union Edge.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure. I appreciate it. You guys do great work. Katie is just really having, a day off?
I think so. She's a busy woman, and it's always great filling in for her if I can.
Yeah, and she deserves every day off that she gets, but that's another story in and of itself. Hey, listen, Appletree Media Works, you guys handle our website, and you handle a lot of other great things for us, and I appreciate it. And I know why Katie's out, because I keep asking questions about our mailing service, but that's another story. Hey, one of the things, if you have a laptop like my laptop, it's been around the block once or twice and been dropped at least three times. It starts running a little bit slow, got to get some good cleanup and anti-malware and antivirus and anti-angry birds and all this kind of other stuff. So talk to us a little bit about what happens when our computer starts running slow.
Well, your computer does a lot of really neat things in the background that you don't know about, right? So one really big misconception is that I stored a bunch of files on my computer. I need to go delete stuff. And they'll go delete their personal files. And I always say, no, those aren't the ones you want to delete. You want to keep your pictures, right?
Right.
So there's a lot of things working in the background on a computer. So, for instance, a computer has, similar to your brain, has a working memory and has a storage memory. And that's kind of how I explain it to people. I go, the stuff that you have out and using right now, in your brain, that's your working memory. That's the memory that you want to clean up, not your storage memory in the back of your brain. So that's kind of how I explain it to people. And I think if you think of it that way, I think you'll have much better luck trying to figure out what it is you should delete.
Can I just start all over again, hit :\delete and go from there?
Sometimes you have to do it. Sometimes you have to refresh, reinstall Windows or whatever operating system you're using and start over fresh completely. So a lot of times, there's a lot of software programs out there. One kind of rule of thumb is if they're coming to you, it's probably not good. Usually you can find that tech person in your family and ask them what programs they use to clean up their computer. That's usually the best bet. There's a couple really good ones I use. And I tell people to use them. And the key is you don't have to pay for this software. You don't have to pay $60 a month or $60 a year. There's a lot of really good free stuff out there for people to use.
Well, okay, let's talk about some of that free software that's out there. How about that anti-malware? Yeah. What did Mel do that were anti-Mel? Oh, malware. Oh, okay. What's this anti-malware and what's it do?
Well, okay, so first what malware does is it goes on your computer and it tracks and it tries. They basically, and it's not usually harmful, but sometimes it does become harmful. Companies will put malware on your computer to kind of track where you're going. It's also sometimes referred to as adware, right? And they'll go on your computer, and they're going to keep track of where you're going and what you're doing. Well, you don't really care, all right? They just want to send you more advertisements, right? So you kind of want to get rid of that stuff. So there's a couple programs out there. You can get anti-malware software. Malwarebytes makes a really good one. If you get the free version, it's a good cleanup software. You run it. If it's really slow and you can't get it to clean up, you just run that real quick. They do have a paid version if you want it to constantly monitor your computer. So a lot of them will give you the free version to scan and get rid of, and they'll always have, the pro version that'll monitor your computer while you're I don't suggest doing that. I just, you know, run it about once a month and you'll be fine.
Well, there you go. There you go. What about antivirus software? There's a whole myriad of them out there. We even have people saying that the people that are designing antivirus software are designing the viruses to begin with over in foreign nations.
I understand where you're coming from. So, this is what's really neat about antivirus software is it's usually operating system specific. So it depends on what computer you're using. For instance, I have teenagers at home. I don't know if anyone else does, but teenagers at home, they like to click yes and okay on everything. So if you got a teenager, you're almost guaranteed to have a virus, right? So I always use one called, it's a free one. It's one of the top, I would say, top five best softwares out there for their paid version. But they also have a really good antivirus free version. I use AVG, AVG antivirus software, which is a great one. There's plenty of other free ones. Avast makes a free version. If you really want to make sure you're secure, and I probably wouldn't recommend this unless you're on, you know, if you're doing a lot of business from home where you have all your banking information, you know, go out and pay for Norton or one of those really high-end antivirus softwares to make sure that your stuff is secure. But if it's just regular everyday use, a good free version will pretty much take care of you.
Well, there you go. There you go. I mean, do I have to spend a lot of money doing this, or are all of these coming with free versions?
Every one of those have a free version. I don't pay for a dime when it comes to that.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's my goal. I have any problems. I run them, if you really want to make sure you're always running good, run them about once a month. You can run your antivirus software and go to bed and have your computer up in the morning and ready to go in the morning if you want to. If we have a better run overnight, that's one thing that I do. But usually I just wait till my computer starts running slow. I run those three software programs and clean it out, and I'm up and running again.
Well, there you go. Now all I got to do is figure out how to get from Windows 7 to whatever is the – no, it's not that bad.
But you know what? Windows is making that a lot easier to do as they come out with new versions.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm at Windows 9.5 right now. I haven't quite gone to 10.
So that's not 9. That's not 95. It's 9.5.
Yeah, right. 9.5. Yeah, I remember DOS. And for anybody who's as old as I am out there, you know, when IBM came out with the AT and the XT, I got to tell you, DOS and all those prompts and commands were pretty cool.
Hey, when they came out with 1 mega memory, I was happy.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to age myself here. My first computer was an Amiga 500.
Oh, ow.
Yeah. I mean, that was one step from World War II room-sized computers that they used to calculate artillery ranges, but that's another story. So, Andy, this is very important, anti-malware software, antivirus software. Anything else that we should be looking at on a regular basis?
Basically, my biggest rule of thumb is if they're coming to you, it's probably not a good thing. That's what I tell a lot of people. If something's come at you and asking you for something, or asking you for your credit card information or anything like that, it's probably bogus. You're safer to just literally, if you ask one of your tech buddies, or you got a nephew somewhere that's really good with computers and he might be able to give you a couple software tips, or even come over and install them and show you how to use them real quick. But I wouldn't go out, clicking on that thing that tells you you have a virus.
So, in other words, and of course, when we all get an email from Andy Spies saying that he's in London, just got robbed, and police sent him $1,500, that we shouldn't do that, huh?
Well, if it's me, you can send me $1,500.
Oh, okay. All right. We got it. Hey, how do we find out more about you and Apple Tree Media Works?
Well, you can visit the Apple Tree website anytime. I'm one of their consultants there. I don't work for them full time. I'm actually an online school teacher, and I do some really cool robotic stuff and FIRST Robotics. So that's kind of what I do. But I'm one of their consultants there, and I help them with a lot of their web work and anything I can do to help out Katie.
Hey, how long until McDonald's comes out with the hamburger making robot?
Well, you'd be surprised what they have already. you'd be really surprised. We have robots that will attend meetings for you. We have robots that will Last year, we built robots that stacked totes six high and put a recycling container on top. And these are with high school kids. So if high school kids can do that, I have no doubt in my mind that we're going to have all kinds of really crazy things soon, building everything for us.
There you go. And we appreciate that very much. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.